Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is with the Healing Hand Foundation to highlight this Friday night's farm-to-table dinner experience at the Yacht Club and some other upcoming events. We have the Executive Director, Melissa McCormick. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's nice to have you here. We've had the Healing Hand Foundation on before, but remind us what you do.
So the Healing Hand Foundation is an organization in Juneau. It's a charitable organization that provides assistance to help meet some of the unfunded medical needs of search beneficiaries and natives. Alaska Natives and veterans, excuse me. And this could be anything from dentures to we've helped with wheelchairs, nebulizers, travel needs, just filling that gap, you know, when someone's struggling. I mean, some people really struggle with not having teeth, for example, and they can't get a job, and we're trying to help that out. Help them out. The one thing that I want to emphasize here is it's not a handout. They have to come up with 20% of what it is, and then the Healing Hand steps in and helps with the remainder of that.
Okay. And to help with those being able to give, you have fundraisers, including the tomorrow night,
yes.
Friday at the Yacht Club. So, tell us about it.
Yeah, the Yacht Club. So this is our big fundraiser for the year. We used to do a Mother's Day brunch, and unfortunately we're not able to do that this year. And then I came on as the executive director, and I've been doing events in Juneau for over 20 years. So they said, hey, we need to have an event. So I had this brilliant idea of trying to do a farm-to-table dinner. I didn't know how much work. I mean, events are a lot of work anyway. However, I've been going all over town getting a lot of different local foraged foods. From the Juneau Community Gardens has been great, the Panhandle Produce. So we're trying to get everything as fresh as possible. Alaska Glacier Seafoods also helped us with some salmon for the event. And if you'd like, I can share a little tidbit of the menu, the little sneak peek that we just got. So Chef Lionel, as you know, is opening up his new restaurant this fall. So we kind of snuck in and nabbed him before he got too big for, you know.
This is Lionel Udipa, who will be opening Red Spruce out in Ock Bay.
Formerly
of Salt, right?
Formerly of Salt, yes.
Okay.
So I'll just read through a couple of the appetizers and some of the courses. Appetizers include things like veggie harvest flatbread with salsa matcha, braised kale, and some quick pickled strawberries. We have some salmon mousseline with salmon chips and seaweed from Cake, also locally harvested, and cucumbers. And I'm not going to read it all, but I'm giving you some of the ideas here. We're having Alaska octopus stew with braised cabbage, Alaska potatoes, seaweed from Cake, seal fat chili oil, sesame seeds, coddled egg, cilantro, basil, and lemongrass. And another one of our courses will be a pork belly with charred broccoli and foraged hedgehog mushroom jus and some coho salmon with smoked chilies and herring egg salad. We've got some Alaskan roasted carrots. We've got a lot of carrots. There was a nice big harvest there.
So this is all in one night?
This is all in one night. You will not go home. The Narrows will be doing the alcohol, and we do have a specialty drink. It's a blueberry cocktail, you know, a locally foraged blueberry cocktail.
Okay. So this is 6:30 on Friday night.
Correct.
How many seats are still available?
We have there is limited seating. We have about 28 seats left for the dinner. So I know that people go downtown for First Friday, and what we're thinking is people will probably come after that. That's why we did a 6:30 time, so people had time to go downtown and enjoy the art and the local flair that we have. We also have music and a silent auction at the event. So a lot of everything local that you can think of will be at this event.
All right. And if people want tickets, where's the best place to go?
They can go to the Jack Box office at jahc.org and purchase tickets there. Tickets are $75. And again, seating is limited. So once we sell out, we sell out.
And all of this goes to support the Healing Hand Foundation.
Right.
And a couple more events coming up, too.
Yes. So we kind of jumped right in, and I also work with a few other nonprofits in town. And a lot of us have some similar visions, so we tried to kind of combine efforts. I'm also the executive director of Find Your Fire, which is a very small nonprofit. If you've seen the signs around town that say, you are worthy of love, and, you know, just positive messaging, that is my second other part-time job.
You're busy.
Yes. And so we're also partnering with NAMI for the Mental Health Run, which is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, October 12th. And that will be at Riverbend, over where the Riverbend school is. That's where they start. And then they run or walk. It's a 5K walk or run. And all of those proceeds will be going to the Housing First initiative. So it's not something that we're raising money for. All of the proceeds will be going to that. And it's a 5K run or a 1 mile walk. So it's called the Mental Health Run.
Okay. And also Mudrooms coming up on Tuesday.
Yes. As if we didn't have enough going on. So Mudrooms will be on Tuesday, next Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Northern Lights Church. And I believe they're going to come in next week and tell you a little bit more about that event as well. But it is, if you haven't been to one, I went to the first one last month, and I was so pleasantly surprised that even after we, you know, continue to benefit from this event, I would like to continue attending as a guest because it was really interesting. It's fascinating listening to some of these stories that these storytellers have.
So that's 7 p.m. on Tuesday,
right.
$7 to get in, and all of that goes towards Helping Hand Foundation. Is that right?
Yes, Healing Hand Foundation. Yeah,
healing.
It's okay. It's okay. It's common. Yes, so it's seven storytellers for 7 minutes. It's for $7.
Okay. Do you need volunteers at Healing Hand?
We do. If anyone wants to come down to the Yacht Club tomorrow and help me decorate, that would be great. We've got a lot of, you know, farm decor and linens to put on and things like that. And I'm happy to help happy to have any help that anyone would like to come and join me.
And what if somebody just wants to give directly
yes,
to
they can
Hand
go
Foundation?
Directly to our website as well. It's hhf-.org.
All right. That's the voice of Melissa McCormick. She's the executive director of Healing Hand Foundation. You can meet her tomorrow night, 6:30 at the Yacht Club for a farm-to-table dinner experience. Melissa, thanks for coming on the show.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think I've got it all out.
All right.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
The way you cook, the whole production and how you serve it up, the whole seduction of the color and the smell, the presentation, the texture on the tongue, I get impatient.